What's up, everybody? Big Mike is on the call. I hope you're having a fantastic morning, afternoon, evening. I don't know what time it is where you are, but as long as it's glorious, I am happy for you. State your name and where you're calling from.
It's you.
All right, welcome to the call. Who is the lady on the call that was just speaking?
Deanne from Minnesota.
All right, welcome to the call. Anybody else on the call, state your name and where you're calling from.
Fred Denny, Long Island, New York.
All right, what's up, man? Welcome to the call.
I'm doing great. Yourself?
I'm doing good. I can't complain. Representing Long Island right here on the home front.
Yes, sir.
Anybody else, if you're out there, state your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, Carla Starla from New Jersey.
New Jersey in the house. The Daily Motivators are here. Welcome to the call. Man, for those who are on call daily, we had a pre-recorded call yesterday. I woke up early and did the call. And, you know, and still, people still chimed in. I looked at the results from the pre-recorded call, and people were still calling and listening to almost the full length of the call. So that's definitely cool. The Daily Motivators are growing. Whether they're here at 12 or they're listening to the recordings, it is happening. So that's definitely a success story. I think we're only about 2 weeks strong, maybe 2 weeks strong. And, you know, we're growing each and every day. So, you know, give yourself a hand for just making it happen and spreading the word. People are getting into the mindset thing. Like, you know, some of my friends call it the mindset thing. But, you know, in reality, it's what we need. We need those mental shifts each and every day of our lives. You know, those mental aha moments where we just decide to do something different, to decide what we're doing, to tweak it just a little bit, to not be afraid to do something we've been meaning to do for probably the last few weeks, a few days, maybe even all our lives. We definitely need those shifts all the time and constantly staying tapped into this community, staying tapped into a community similar to this, and always deciding to just keep growing your mentality. I have a few tips and tidbits today coming in a few minutes. Just waiting for a few more people to chime onto the call. I thought you would hear every chime, but you actually don't. So believe it or not, if you only hear about four or five chimes, it doesn't mean that there's only four or five people on the call. There's actually a lot more. I'm starting to learn that about the call myself. So if you're out there and you haven't stated your name and where you're calling from, you can do so now. I can open up the floor for you. State your name and where you're calling from. All right, cool deal. If anybody who's on the call, you got any type of testimonials or you got a cool story that you want to share of something that recently happened to you in your business, this is the time you can do so. The floor is open. Give yourself about a minute or so to pretty much share a result that you've gotten, a hump that you've gotten over, to kind of just, you know, share that, you know, if this is happening and it's happening in other people's lives as well. So if you want to share something, you can, the floor is open for you as well. I keep it open for a few minutes. You can just go out there and start talking.
Hi, Maya. This is Carla Starla. And I just wanted to share that for the past couple of days, I realized that my to-do list, I keep carrying it over. And so what I decided to do was to make it a working to-do list. So I put one item on my working to-do list, and there's nothing else for me to do other than that task. And nothing else goes on that list until I finish that task. And I have done a lot utilizing that. So I'm just excited. And, you know, this motivation call has been a great part of me just changing the way that I do things because I want better results.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for sharing that. Oh, man. So she's working. She's doing a working to-do list. That's what's up. So she's forcing herself to do the work. Very simplistic stuff. She's just doing it. It sounds like you're throwing away all the fluff, and you're getting more focus. You're narrowing down your focus, and she's getting more done, right? Oh, man, very simplistic stuff. I love it. Working to-do list. I'm going to have to do something on working to-do list. That's cool. Anybody else, if you want to share a story, something you've gotten over, something you just broke through, welcome to the call. Also, if you're on the call, you got a little bit of background noise, you can always hear star six. If not, you know, you can keep the line open. It's totally fine. But if anybody else wants to share anything, you can. And then we'll jump into the training. But I'll leave the floor open for another minute or two for somebody to share, you know, if something they've had an aha moment, they've created some better focus, they've learned some things from the call, or just in life in general. If you want to share it, you can go ahead and do it now. Otherwise, we're going to start the call.
Well, this is Dion from Minnesota, and I just wanted to say that I try to view myself as a positive person most of the time, but sometimes you can be the most positive person, but sometimes you lack the confidence. And so I just want to say that these calls have, they've been a blessing to me, and they give me the motivation and the confidence that I need sometimes when I'm lacking it. And so this call and also the Deep and Real Rich calls. So I just thank you, and I'm grateful, and just keep up the great work that you guys are doing, because you are touching lives, and it's very important.
Awesome. Thank you so much for that. Thank you so much. I think Julian from California wants to say something.
Yeah, I wanted to say something to you, Mike. You know, I really appreciate the calls. I've been dialing in every day, and one of the breakthroughs and things that I've achieved as of the last couple of days was, you know, one of the things that you mentioned on one of the other calls was about, you know, giving value and how this call has been improving, you know, yourself from the value that you're giving on this call. So one of the things that I did recently was I achieved a bunch of results on YouTube for one of the things that we're doing in our business. And so what I did immediately after I got those results was I went and I contacted three of my team members that were working on the same thing, and I helped coach them to get the same kind of results that I was getting. So it was very rewarding to see, you know, what the work I was doing, and then, you know, sharing that value straight into the team to help those other team members get, you know, the same exact kind of results. And then just from that, it's like been a big ripple effect from providing that value. Of more people like, hey, can you help me out? Like, I'm trying to do the same thing, and just being able to share that same value with them and see them get the result. It's very, very rewarding. Are we still on the call? Mike?
I'm still here.
Anybody there?
Hello? I'm still here.
Yeah, hello?
I wonder if Mike dropped.
Mike probably got off. That's funny.
We're going to have to take our own meeting today.
I'm sure he'll be back in just a moment. He's fine. We're down back.
Oh, yeah.
Now you, Mike.
Hey guys. Sorry about that. Looks like I got cut off, but I'm back. But Julian, I was in the middle of saying thank you very much for sharing that. So it's clearly, you know, it's evidence that as long as you share value, things happen not only in your life, but they happen in other people's lives. And that's what we're here to do each and every day. Everybody, every daily motivator, we're here to bring value to other people's lives. And in return, you will be blessed. So you know what? Today I wanted to just talk about how, you know, you can have your cake and eat it too, right? You know, from the readings that I've been doing, you know, I've noticed that that's the difference between someone who's successful and someone who's not successful. Someone who's not successful thinks that they can't have everything that they want, right? They feel as if they can't do one thing and also do the other. But as a successful person, you've made a choice. You said, you know what, I am going to be able to do this, and I'm going to be able to do this. But the difference is they're going to find out a way how to have their cake and eat it too. But most importantly, not only are you going to have your cake and eat it too, but you're going to be able to share it with more people, because you know you're going to create abundance and abundance over and over and over again. So you know, I want to share a quick story. Back in 2010, when one of my businesses was starting to decline, and I had to rapidly find another source of income to supplement what I was doing, so that I wouldn't lose my business, and at the same time I could still move forward in my personal life. So I quickly I found a job, and I wanted to find something that wasn't going to pay me a ton of money, but was going to give me the flexibility I needed to still continue to focus and grow my business. So 2010, I stepped into this industry of developmental disabilities. I started working in a group home, and I was like, you know what, if I'm going to work in this group home, I'm going to make the best of it to supplement and to help me with my dream as an online entrepreneur. So as I'm working in this job and I'm starting to learn about a lot about the industry and about the company that I'm working for, and there was a few positions that stuck out to me, and I said, wow, if I can take that position, not only will I have flexibility at the job and also get some cheap health benefits, because if you're a full-time entrepreneur, you know health benefits aren't cheap. So I said, you know, if I can have some flexibility at the job and also have flexibility in my business, I was like, the two together will be absolutely magical. You know, so many people tell you, you know, well, you know, if you're going to be an entrepreneur, you need to quit your job and just, you know, scrape your way through. That's cool and all, but, you know, for somebody that does have a family, I can understand your perspective when you're like, man, I can't let go of this full-time gig. So what I did was, instead of keeping the $54,000 a year salary I was getting at doing sales, I said, I'm going to take a lower salary and get more flexibility so I can actually work on my dream. There was two positions that stuck out, and I said, you know what, I'm going for those positions. This is the position that I want. So in 2010, I set that intention. I put the ball in motion. I started reaching out to the important people that I needed to reach out to. I started asking them exactly what it is that I need to do to make sure that I get into this position in as short a time as possible. So I hit my first position in a year, and then I hit my next position in total a little less than 3 years. So I've been with the company a little less than 3 years, and now today I'm finally in that position that I've been gunning for the entire time. So now I have a position where I have tons of flexibility. I have a position where I can develop a system right there where I'm at to pretty much have it operate for me whether I'm there or not. And then at the same time, I'm still building my business, my dream, my passion, the thing that's going to design the life that you want, right? Not just the bills, but to design the life. I mean, we went on, what, 3 vacations since February? I think we did a big vacation in February. I did a trip out to Chicago, and then we did a quick trip down to Virginia to spend time with our families. So these are the different things that the part-time business that can pay you part-time money will develop the lifestyle for you. So I'm here to tell you that you can have your cake and you too, and more importantly, you can share that value with other people and get even more cake. That's just how it works. Understand that money is a circulation, right? And it adds value to everyone's life, okay? If you have $5 and you needed to buy this pen that was going to be the best pen in the absolute world, this pen was going to cost you $5, you pay somebody else for that $5 pen. If that person you paid for that $5 pen needs a magical eraser, they're going to take that same $5 and go buy a magical eraser. And that same person that brought the magical eraser, the same person that sold the magical eraser, they go out and they need a magical paperclip that costs $5, and they spend $5 on that paperclip. So that same $5 has helped 3 to 4 people get something of value to their lives. So you can have your cake and eat it too, and also share that with everyone else so that everybody can get value into their lives. Everybody can get the things that they desire. That's what success is all about. It's about getting better and delivering that value each and every day, sharing the things that you're earning with other people, right? By pretty much buying into their business, buying into their circumstances, or whatever the case may be. And also, I want you to be a role model, guys. Be a role model for this stuff, right? Be a role model for somebody who's kind, somebody who's generous, somebody who's loving, somebody who's rich, right? Be a role model each and every day of your life. And like I've always talked about on this call, for people who are in the industry that we're in, we become attractive. And once we become attractive, that's when people want to work with you. That's when people want to know what you're doing in your life, guys. So I'm here to tell you, you can have your cake and eat it too, right? You can have a business that's operating, whether you operate it or not. You can work at 9 to 5 if you totally love that job. It's totally up to you. You're in the business of designing your life. You're in control of your life. So many people are walking around just thinking, this is what it is. This is my life, and this is just what's going to happen. But once you start to really tap into your mind and understand, you know what, if I think just a little bit differently, I can get some different results. When you really start to break yourself apart and understand the thinking that you've been going through has gotten you into the position you are today. Once you start understanding that, and that's what this call is for, to start helping people understand that you literally have been brainwashing yourself into your current circumstance. Whether it's positive or negative, just understand you have been brainwashing yourself into that circumstance. So now, if you're in a bad situation, it is time for you to start brainwashing yourself and thinking in a different direction that's going to get you a different result. And I want you to understand that you don't know it all. So you have to tap into somebody else's resources who do know a little bit more than you do that can teach you a new skill to get you into that situation that you really want to be in. Now, it's okay that we hustle and bustle and we do it for our families, but you can hustle and bustle in a different way and bring more value. Bring more things to your family. Bring more things to the table that's going to help everybody out and expand their value as well, instead of just going with the flow, going with the motions, saying it is what it is. I'm here to tell you, you can have your cake and eat it too. And most importantly, you can share that value with other people, and they can also have more cake and eat it too. Keep money in circulation constantly. The more you make, the more you give out. That's just naturally how it is. But when you start giving it out, but the value of what you're bringing in doesn't match the value of what you're giving it out, you're in a bad situation. So now you have to decide to make some changes. Somebody introduced you to this call. Most likely they're in some sort of business, some sort of online marketing business. They're in something that's going to bring value to your life that is eventually going to grow to a position where you can then have more money coming in than you have going out, and then you're going to have yourself in a good, you're going to be in a decent position. You're going to be in a position to be happy more often. Yes, money doesn't necessarily bring you happiness, but it is a big factor. Zig Ziglar says money is about as important as oxygen is, and I truly believe that. Money is as important as oxygen because you simply need it. Now, there are things that money, you need money for, and there's things that you don't need money for, but most importantly, the things that you don't need money for, money will develop the time to focus on those things you don't need money for, if that makes sense to you guys. So go out there today, understand, like, hey, I can get my cake, and I can eat it too, and I'm going to put myself in a position where I can share it and bring more value to other people's lives. Keep money in circulation and constantly be a role model to the people around you, especially if you're someone with kids, someone with siblings, someone with people that are looking up to you. Constantly be a role model of kindness, generosity, loving, always thinking rich, guys. You don't have to be rich to think rich, but when you start thinking rich, for some crazy reason, these things just start to get attracted to your life. Money will get attracted to your life. Better circumstances will get attracted to your life. So many cool things will be attracted to you because you're in a positive light. You're feeling better. People want to hang around you, right? Just people want to work with you. People want they're just like, man, you're a cool person. I just like the way you're doing things, because you don't focus on what you don't have. You focus on what you do have, and you keep pressing forward through your circumstances and getting the job done. Today's Thursday. Tomorrow is Friday. I hope you're close to your goals, or you already hit your goals. The same goals that we talked about on Monday, I hope you're almost there. I hope you keep getting it done so that tomorrow you can look up and say, you know what, either I don't have much to do, or I have, you know, or I don't have nothing to do at all. I can go into my weekend saying, you know what, I pressed forward on Monday and set some goals, and I hit some goals early, and now I'm going to relax and hang out. So anyway, guys, this is Mike. If you want updates, text motivation to 77948. That's motivation to 77948. Keep coming back to the calls. Keep inviting people to the calls. The more this call grows, the more I grow. The more I read, the more things I listen to, the more I want to get it done to go out there so I can make sure I'm bringing value to this call. There is nothing more important to me than bringing value to this call to share with people. so they can start expanding their mindset and understanding that there are things out there that you can have access to if you decide that you're going to get access to it. When you decide that I'm going to get the job done, when you decide to say I'm going to bring value to other people's lives, when you decide to just press forward, forget about your circumstances, understand that what you have is all that you need to get the job done, guys. This is Mike Williams, text Motivation to 77948. We'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place. Later.